It's the Madman DVD review with Maria Walls.
Good morning, Maria.
Good morning. How are you? How are you, Heather? Sorry.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm just trying to get my files back up. Sorry.
That's all good. What are we going to be looking at today, though? Is it Francophonia?
Francophonia, we certainly are, which is all about the art treasures that were kept in the Louvre, obviously, during the Nazi wartime era, and how they were kept out of the reach of, the plunder.
Yeah. Cool.
It's directed by a Russian called Alexander Sokurov, and he's quite renowned for a film he made called Forced and another one called Russian Ark, but he's quite well known in Russia.
Cool.
And the film itself is incredibly stunning to look at. You get to see right inside the Louvre. You see, the period costume is exquisite. No expense is spared. However, Alexandra Sokurov, as the director, decides to narrate the whole thing. And whether that's successful or not is an interesting question.
What do you think?
Well, it's a historical setup, but with some kind of interruptions to that setup, where he kind of goes on to Skype, filmmaking calls and things like that to show that he's the director of a film.
Oh, okay.
Which is a bit disjointed. He also decides to create a small fiction within it. The background and the true historical situation is that the director of the Louvre actually managed to secure a lovely relationship with the Nazi who was assigned to steal all of the work, and his name was Count Franz Metternich, and he was given the task of appropriating the entire collection. However, he was an art historian, and he decided to put the Louvre's welfare before his own obligations as a Nazi. So he and the director of the Louvre actually kind of became tense friends, and together they saved the collection. So that's quite interesting. However, the director of this particular film sort of makes up some fictional scenes where other stuff happens, which never really happens.
Ah, okay.
So I'm not quite sure. Yeah, there has been a suggestion that perhaps you should watch this with the sound down. So I don't know whether that's relevant or not. But for those people who are not so interested in hearing the film director give his own treatise on the importance of art, it's still worth watching because
it looks like it's really beautiful.
Extremely beautiful. Yeah. The colour treatments are particularly appealing. They give it not only a historical kind of feel, but they seem incredibly appropriate given the setting and the context of all of those beautiful buildings and incredible artworks.
Cool. So did you enjoy the film as a whole?
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed the visuals and also the story. Well, the actual story being kind of reenacted. I did have a few issues with the direction of it and on another level where he decides to play voice of God.
Yeah.
Anyway, Francophonia.
Fantastic. Well, hey, thank you so much, Maria, for bringing us the Madman DVD review. And we will talk to you next week.
You're so welcome, Hannah. Have a great day.
You too.
Keep
thank you.
Care of the cook.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
That was the Madman DVD review.